Now you don't have to wait to find out what happened on Friday, because we'll tell you next on the Real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa. Partly cloudy tonight, the overnight low temperature around 34. Saturday, partly sunny, a high around 35. Then on Sunday, it gets a little warmer, partly sunny again, with the temperatures nearing the 52-degree mark. Topping Friday's local news, one person is dead following a police chase in Tonawanda on Thursday. Tonawanda police tried to stop a car at Main and Niagara in Tonawanda when that driver sped away from them, crossed over the Renaissance Bridge and into North Tonawanda. He then drove to the area of the Erie Canal and jumped into the water trying to get away from police, with officers also jumping in to try to rescue the man, but he reportedly went limp during that event, with officers pulling him out of the water and rushing him to Kenmore Mercy Hospital, where he died a short time later. The man, whose name was not immediately released, reportedly had outstanding warrants from other police agencies, and officers speculate that may have been the reason that he tried to get away. Officers involved in that incident have been placed on paid administrative leave until the investigation into the incident is completed, which authorities said is common practice when police are involved in any incident that involves the loss of life. I'll have more local news in a moment, but a reminder, our news is brought to you by Chris Moore's Appliance Repair at 523-5911. I got a call from a person today who said his dryer wasn't working, and he thought about buying a new one, but he said it would cost hundreds of dollars. So he heard us talk about Chris on our station and decided to give him a call. He told me Chris's service call was $35 plus parts and labor. And he said the whole repair came to about $120, including the parts. He told us he saved a whole lot of money and his dryer is working perfectly now. He had nothing but good things to say about Chris Moore. And I'm sure you will too if you need him and call him. But of course you don't know when you'll need him, but I'll tell you how to call him. It's 523-5911. It's Chris Moore's Appliance Repair. Another headline, city workers continue to patch potholes all over the city today using cold patch, and they say next month the pothole killer should arrive in the city to help out. But in the meantime, Niagara Radio has learned that the hot patch plant is expected to open next week, and city crews are expected to use that hot patch then to start filling some of those potholes. Authorities tell us the hot patch seems to provide a better fix for the potholes and adheres better to those craters in the road. And street crews here are telling us that they hope with the hot patch and the arrival of the rented pothole killer machine that they'll be able to make some substantial headway on repairing the numerous potholes that have devastated our city streets. Just before 3 p.m. on Friday, firefighters were reportedly called to a chimney fire in the 3500 block of the Porter Center Road. Details on that fire not immediately available. Authorities tell us volunteers from the Ransomville Fire Company responded to that scene. More headlines on the way, but a reminder, our news is also brought to you daily by the Wellness Park Pharmacy, 87th of Buffalo Avenue, and the Community Medical Pharmacy on Michigan Avenue just off Main. They're two locally owned and operated pharmacies that remind me of the olden day corner pharmacies where you knew the people in the store and they knew you. The only difference is they bring you the modern facilities that the new drugstores have and always offer you a warm and friendly feeling. The pharmacists actually know your name because to them you're not a number, you're a neighbor, and they always give you that personal touch. But don't take my word for it. See for yourself. Stop in and see him at the Wellness Park Pharmacy, 87th of Buffalo Avenue, and the Community Medical Pharmacy, Michigan Avenue, just off Main. In other news, there seems to be some confusion in a vote by the City Council on Wednesday that appeared to raise the pay for city lifeguards from $19 to $21 an hour in an attempt to lure in more applicants into applying for that position. But according to an article in Friday's Niagara Gazette, the raise that the council approved was actually for the people that supervise the staff and not the lifeguards themselves. At first, authorities told us that the council was hoping the raises would entice more applicants as lifeguards because last year, not many qualifying guards applied, and that resulted in the facilities only being open Thursday through Sunday in most locations. I'm not quite sure how giving the supervisors a raise will get us more lifeguards and calls to several city council members for a clarification on the subject could not be completed on Friday, except for Councilman Vince Cawley, who voted no to the pay raises, who told us he also thought that the raises were for the lifeguards themselves. He said this is the first that he's heard that they were not, and will check into that report and get back to us. In the meantime, we expect to hear from the other council members over the weekend and to see if they were aware of the actual situation and whether or not a new vote on the proposed pay raises will be reintroduced in the future. And what they tell us, we'll let you know on Monday when we update our local news. Sheriff detectives are looking into a report of a number of items purchased without authorization on a woman's Instacart account in Lockport. The victim told sheriff deputies that her laptop was reportedly exchanged by someone she knew in return for drugs. And she said whoever got that laptop apparently is using the information on it to buy various items at the GameStop and Walmart in Lockport. Deputies said they have the name of a suspect, and they'll be checking video in the stores where items were ordered to see who comes to pick them up and to see if they can be identified. So far, the victim in the case said about $500 worth of unauthorized goods have been purchased on her account. And the Niagara County Health Department has confirmed another rabid raccoon has been found in the county. This will be the second confirmed case in the past few weeks. This one occurred in the village of Middleport, where a rabid raccoon had reportedly had an encounter with a dog on the Johnson Road. That dog will receive a rabies booster shot, and a vet technician involved in the preparation of the laboratory specimen was also potentially exposed, and they'll also receive rabies boosters. The dog's owner was evaluated for a possible secondary contact, but no treatment is indicated in that case. The health department reminds folks, bats, raccoons, skunks, and foxes are all common wildlife carriers of the rabies virus. And they say a rabid animal can shed the virus through contact even before symptoms occur. They say rabies in animals in our county is a serious public health concern, and that viral disease is always almost fatal to animals if they're infected and not vaccinated. Once again, county residents are urged not to feed, touch, or adopt wild animals, stray dogs, or feral cats, and be sure your dogs and cats are up to date on their rabies vaccinations. And they say vaccinated pets serve as a crucial buffer between rabid wildlife and humans. And if your dog is vaccinated, they significantly reduce the risk of exposure. Dogs and cats that receive their first vaccine are protected for 1 year, and a dog or cat with a second vaccine will be protected from rabies for up to 3 years. Authorities also remind residents to avoid attracting animals to your home by keeping birdseed and other pet foods that attract animals. And the health department reminds residents not to feed pets outdoors. And they say to be sure to encourage your children to tell adults immediately if they are bitten or scratched or come in contact with any animal that they don't know or that may be acting strange. The health department reminds you that it's important to have your pets vaccinated and that they will be holding free vaccination clinics throughout the summer, with the first one being held next month. And you can get details on the times and locations by contacting the county health department. But if your pet is not vaccinated now, it's a good idea not to wait and have your animal vaccinated as soon as possible. If it happens in your neighborhood, we want you to know, whether it's large or small. And if you see news in the making, we want to know. So call our Links of Niagara tip line 24 hours a day at 371-0046. And remember, when you golf with the Links of Niagara, parking is always free. We update the news every Monday to Friday afternoon here on Niagara Radio. You can hear it on the hour and a half hour on niagararadio.net or by clicking our local news tab on our site and pulling down the top of your screen on your cell phone to refresh the page, or also for your convenience by going to Facebook and entering niagararadio.net in their search bar, where you'll find the whole week's news. It's local news, fair and free from Niagara Radio. And remember, at night or over the weekend, if major news should break out, we'll break in and tell you right here on the Real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa.